Jim Minter speaking.
Hey, it's Amy again with Brownfield.
Yeah.
Did
it
he
sound
make
better?
it up? Yeah, it actually does. And then I'm looking more closely at our levels and they look. They look okay. So I think that this should work.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm going to have you again for the recording say your name and your title.
Jim Minter, Director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture.
Okay, and then the Ag Economy Barometer was just released, and it showed a really big drop. Talk a little bit about that and why it's a big deal.
Well, the barometer did have its largest one-month decline since we started collecting data in the fall of 15. The barometer in June had a reading of 143. It dropped to 117, so a drop of 26 points. And as you look at it, what drove that decline was primarily a really big drop in people's perceptions of current conditions. We kind of decomposed the barometer into two sub-indexes. One of those is focused on current conditions, and the other one's on future expectations. And the current condition index dropped 40 points from June to July. It was 138 in June, and it dropped to 99 in July. So that was the biggest driver. We also saw a drop in the future expectation index. It just wasn't nearly as severe. It dropped from 146 in June to 126. So there is still some concern from a longer-term perspective, but the biggest focus was on what's happening here in 2018 and the impact it's having on producers' farming operations.
Definitely. And then this, like you said, reflected trade and retaliatory tariffs. Is the decline something that you expect to continue going forward, or what do you think that you'll see there?
That's a great question. I don't think that we know in terms of whether or not we'll see an additional decline in August or not. I think one thing to keep in mind is the index improved quite a bit following the 2016 election. Before the election, I think the index was about 92, and it peaked in January of 17 at about 153. And prior to this, we'd given up some of that improvement in the index, but clearly not all of it. And even with the decline that took place in July, the index is more positive than it was before the 2016 election. So I think one of the key things to watch is whether or not we really eradicate all of the improvement and optimism that occurred following the election. And I think August and September will probably tell the tale on that. But at this point, it's difficult to say. I think when I looked at some of the comments that people provided, you know, there's still some underlying optimism among some people that the trade situation will resolve itself soon. And obviously that would lead to a rapid improvement in sentiment among producers. But people are very uncertain, I think. And I think the responses to the barometer questions and some of the other questions we ask actually indicate that. So one of the questions we asked this month was, do you expect your farm's net income to decline as a result of the trade conflict? And 7 out of 10 producers in the survey said they expected a net income decline as associated with the trade conflict. And we asked those people that responded negatively to that and said that they expected a decline. We asked them what kind of a decline, what percentage decline they might expect. And we gave them three choices, a 0 to 10% decline, a 10 to 20% decline, or a more than 20% decline. And the answers were pretty equally split across those three buckets, if you will. And I think that's indicative of the level of uncertainty that's out there. People are really concerned about what's taking place, concerned about the possible loss of these export markets and the impact that's going to have on their operation, and they're uncertain as to how much it's going to impact them.
Definitely. No, that makes sense too. And then tell me a little bit about commodity prices and farmland value that was mentioned in the survey.
So one of the questions we asked this month was to get a handle on what people's price expectations were. We asked them to look at their expectations for December corn, December 2018 corn futures, and expectations for November 2018 soybean futures. And we asked it in a way where we asked, do you expect to see December corn futures trade above $4 a bushel, and do you expect December corn futures to trade below $3.25 per bushel. 38% of the people in the survey said they expected to see these corn trade below 325. We asked a similar question on soybeans. On the soybean side, the price level we used was $8 a bushel. So we asked, do you expect to see prices drop below $8 on the low side, and do you expect to see prices move above 950 on the high side? And again, I think roughly 41% of the people in the survey said they expected to see November soybeans trade below $8. And that gives you an idea as to how concerned and maybe how negative people are, because those are very low price levels. At those price levels, most Corn Belt farm operations could cover their variable production cost, but they're not going to be able to make a significant contribution to their fixed and overhead costs. And that's going to leave people in a extremely tight cash flow squeeze. So I think that's indicative of the level of concern out there. And as you kind of pointed out, that spilled over into people's expectations about farmland values. And I guess to put that in perspective, going back to last fall, really even late last summer, we had been seeing an improvement in people's perception about where farmland prices were headed over the next 12 months. So one of the questions we ask is, what is your expectation for farmland values 12 months ahead? Do you expect to see higher farmland prices or lower farmland prices? And going back to last fall, we'd been seeing the percentage of people that expected lower farmland prices had been declining as we continued to ask this question repeatedly. But that seems to have bottomed out in mid to late spring of this year. In the June survey, 21% of the producers said they expected to see lower farmland values. On the July survey, that jumped to 31% expecting lower farmland values. So again, I think that's reflective of expectations and concerns about lower commodity prices, loss of profitability, inability to cover all their costs, and that's spilling over into the longer term aspects. I think we also saw some of that show up when we asked people to comment on whether or not this is a good time or a bad time to make large scale investments in their farming operation. The percentage of people saying this was a bad time jumped 13 points on the July survey. That's, I believe, one of the largest increases in that percentage we've seen since we've been collecting data in fall of 15. So that gives you a kind of an overview of where the concerns are and how it's impacting people's perceptions. But I want to emphasize, I think, as you look at it, we are seeing a difference between people's short-run and long-run expectations. Long-run, people have retained some of the optimism that they had previously. Short-run, much more negative.
Oh, that is really interesting. And just thanks again so much for talking this all over with me and redoing the interview. I appreciate it. I know you're busy in D.C., so thank you.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate the opportunity.
No, I appreciate it, and I'm sure I will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. Bye.